A new community garden has been created in Limoges on a municipal property located on Herbert Street. This project, led by a group of residents, aims to bring people together and provides an opportunity to enjoy an outdoor activity. Richard Eyes, who initiated the project, shares what inspired him to launch the garden.
The idea came about as we were members of another garden in Orleans, and a very successful initiative. I think it exists for the past almost 20 years in Orleans, and there's a beautiful community there with over 50 people, and there's many, many good things going on there. When we moved to Limoges, there was nothing available in the area. So we reached out to the city, to the municipality, and we pitched the idea. They were open to it, and we went through the right steps. And I think we did a good teamwork with the municipality, and here we are 6 months later, and we have a thriving garden. We have 12 to 13 members right now. We have 30 to 35 spots, so we're almost half capacity in the first year. And we have also very nice initiatives for the coming year.
Richard Eyes outlines the steps taken with the municipality of the nation to bring the project to life.
It's a very good opportunity for anybody who has a good idea or has an idea, and it would bring value to the community. First of all, you have to reach out to the municipality. The second thing is to present a plan, obviously. The third thing is just follow the steps. So for us, it was create a nonprofit organization and to have a commercial insurance. But before all of this, you have to present it to the council, to the municipality's council. And when you present it to the council, you have to, like, say, answer to some of the questions that the municipality might have, which are legit, right? They want to make sure that it's a project that everybody can benefit and everybody can take part of. But open, inclusive, and just to make sure that everybody's safe. We were actually pitching for a beehive to be on the little garden. And finally, we agreed that we will not be able to do it because by law, it's not only municipality, but by law, you have to be 50 meters from a dwelling, like from a house, 50 meters. So we had to give up on the beehive for the time being on this location. So if you follow those steps, and we had somebody assigned to us that was working with us and not doing our work, but when we had questions, they were answering and they were very quick about it because it's something that would benefit for everybody. So that's about it.
Richard Eyes describes the various plants and vegetables cultivated in the garden and emphasizes the spirit of cooperation and community among the participants.
At this time, we had an agreement with the municipality that will not grow permanent plants, so no fruit trees, no bushes, so we have only plants that they die at the end of the year. We have, like me personally, I have tomatoes, I have garlic, I have cabbage, I have my colleague, my friends, volunteers, they have beans, I sow a watermelon, I sow pumpkin. Some people grow stuff that I never saw before, and I'm like, oh, what is this? And oh, well, this is okra, or this is, it's a community, right? So we're trying to make everybody work together. We're sharing also the water cost, so there's a little cost for the water. We're trying to share it amongst us because that was another blocker that the city helped us unblock, the municipality. Water on the plot, there's no water. Kindly, they offered us to use the water that is available, like from there, like from there's a building there, but we will all share the cost, so it's not free, and so people don't abuse.
This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.